NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Millions of commuters take to the sky each year, not on large jetliners, but on a variety of smaller craft, from a single-engine propeller-driven two-seater plane to a multi-passenger corporate jet. It's called general aviation. But since the early 1980s, general aviation has fallen on hard times. The entire U.S. general aviation industry has experienced a sharp decline in productivity and an ability to keep a competitive edge in the world market. But now NASA is responding to an industry-led call to revitalize this critical element of air transport. Frank Jones, NASA's General Aviation Program Manager, explains.
We want to help industry. We want to develop technology that industry thinks is needed. So what we've done is we set up a program that is planned by both industry and NASA. We've got a Save the Patient Here program is what we're trying to do. We want to breathe life back into it.
Working with general aviation manufacturers, universities, and the Federal Aviation Administration, NASA is focusing its skills on several key areas.
They made recommendations back to NASA and said we should be working in several areas. And we used that report that they've developed to develop and implement the current general aviation program we have today, which is a $63 million program over an eight-year period. Our general aviation program that NASA has running today is broken up into three areas. One of those areas is cockpit systems. One area is design and manufacturing, and the other area is the propulsion systems.
One technology that will be a tremendous boon for the general aviator is use of satellite navigation in the advanced cockpit.
We want to use that technology and display your location on a screen to the pilot, display another airplane on the screen to a pilot so that he knows where the other folks are located, the other traffic is located, so he would more easily be able to avoid any other traffic.
Yet another advanced cockpit technology for the general aviation pilot is called heads-up display, as Jones explains.
A heads-up display is where a person who can be looking out the window will see displayed on the windshield information such as his speed, his altitude, those types of parameters, and even display a trajectory or a roadmap as to where he wants to go.
NASA expertise is being harnessed to make general aviation craft quieter. Also, just as in the automotive world, attention is being paid to design an aircraft engine that is less harmful to the environment.
Restrictions are now being put on the aircraft industry so that they do not pollute the air. Same way with noise. What we want to do is keep the airplanes as quiet as possible so that we don't disturb the community. And so NASA today is looking at noise reduction techniques.
Perhaps one of the most exciting prospects for NASA work on general aviation is development of the highway in the sky. Given such things as the ongoing revolution in computer and satellite navigation technologies, Jones foresees future creation of a totally automated aircraft.
The future of the highway in the sky is that we're going to be able to dial into the cockpit of the airplane where we want to go, much like driving in your car.
And what would a passenger do? Jones explains.
He could dial in where he wants to go. The computers and the controllers could handle the taxiing onto the runway, the taking off, the flying to the place you want to go, and then landing the airplane. It could take into account the weather, the bumpiness. It could take all of that into account. And it could do point to point, so it's going to be faster, more efficient, less cost.
Helping to shape the highway in the sky, a cooperative partnership between government and the general aviation industry to maintain a leadership role in today's world aviation market. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.